我唔係 Dr. Mahadon 啊，咁但係咧就，但我都想咧用呢個時間先介紹一下我哋嘅講員，同埋咧今日係一個好特別嘅主日嚇，咁係我哋教會一年一度咧嘅社會責任年會，咁我哋每年喺四月份咧都有一個咁嘅類型嘅年會，咁我哋咧希望喺呢個嘅時間咧，我哋去思想一啲咧同我哋好切身嘅一啲嘅社會議題，咁希望咧去推動咧我哋信徒咧唔單止我哋嘅信仰係淨係停留喺星期日或者教會裏面，而我哋都能夠去關心到咧喺我哋側邊我哋嘅社會所發生嘅一啲嘅好重要、好密切嘅一啲嘅好切身嘅一啲嘅議題。今年咧社會責任嘅委員會咧佢哋就揀選咗一個題目，咁亦都係講到關於一啲嘅種族嘅一啲嘅題目嚇。咁因為我哋都睇到喺過去15年嚟喺美國發生咗好多唔同嘅呢啲類似嘅一啲嘅種族嘅議題啦嚇，咁特別是最近咧亦都我哋華人咧通常咧一般都唔係十分太理嚇，直到最近咧喺紐約發生一個關於一個差人嘅一件事件咧，亦都挑起咗揭示咗咧華人同黑人社群之間嘅張力嚇，咁所以咧一個好切身嘅題目，咁所以我多謝社會責任委員會咧，佢哋咧幫我哋去安排一個咁好嘅年會俾我哋一齊學習，咁我哋亦都好感恩嚇神帶領咗佢個仆人咧 Dr. Mark Harden 嚟到我哋當中Dr. Mark Harden 咧佢係波士頓哥頓神學院波士頓校園嘅校長嚇，咁佢亦都喺社區服務同埋教育上面咧超過20年嘅領導經驗，亦都係神學碩士中實踐神學首席嘅講師著作有好多嚇，佢亦都係曾經係一個案立嘅浸信會牧師，負責唔同嘅案立嘅牧養嘅工作。不過今年咧七月份嘅時候咧，Dr. Harden 咧就將會轉到去 Ashland 嘅神學院擔任院長一職。咁我哋咧今日好高興佢神嘅仆人喺我哋當中同我哋一齊分享。We welcome you, Dr. Harden， 同埋我哋會有 Annie 同我哋翻譯，我哋將時間交俾 Dr. Harden。
Good morning.
早晨。
Forgive our height differential. I want to say thank you for this invitation.
我想多謝你邀請我嚟呢度講道。
It's quite an honor, and it's been a joy to fellowship with the Chinese Church these last 2 weeks, and I'm especially glad to be here with you this morning.
我好榮幸，亦都好開心能夠喺呢兩個星期當中同大家同。華人的教會分享這個信息。
I won't have a long introduction and weary my interpreter.
OK, 我們不會有很長的介紹。
But I've been greeted with much love by many of the pastors and your members in Chinatown and here this week, and I just want to say thank you for your hospitality and your goodness.
我好感謝你哋牧師同埋會眾對我嘅歡迎。
I want to just emphasize one verse out of the one that was read for your hearing.
我希望重點講一節嘅經文。
That would be verse 28, which I will read.
係第28節。
Genesis 16:28 reads like this.
士師記16:28係咁樣講。
Then Samson called to the Lord and said.
參孫求告耶和華說
O Lord, Lord, please remember me and please strengthen me only this once.
主耶和華啊，求你眷顧我，神啊，求你賜我這一次的力量。
O God, that I might be avenged.
使我在非利士人上報那本案。
On a Philistine for my two eyes.
本我雙眼的仇。
And I want to talk on this topic this morning of being a prayer warrior.
我今天想跟大家分享这个做祷告勇士这个主题。
More specifically, I want to talk on being a prayer warrior in a time of trouble.
尤其是在乱世中做这个祷告勇士。
Let me pray. Consecrate me, Lord, with the power of your grace divine. And as my soul looks up with a steadfast hope, let my will be lost in thine.
我有以下的祷告，神啊，让你的恩典的大能使我成圣，我的灵仰望你永恒的盼望，我的旨意在你旨意中迷失。
We live in challenging times indeed. Challenging times where there is no confidence in our institutions.
我们生活在这个乱世，一个世代，我们对这个既有的架构失去了信心。
And among these institutions includes the church.
这些既有的架构是包括了我们当中的教会。
Many people, especially young people,
尤其是年轻的一代,
have less confidence in the church than the generation before them.
这个年轻的一代比之前的一代更加失去了信心。
They are looking outside of the church for justice and righteousness.
他们从教会以外希望能够实行了公义和这个平等。
I want to closely examine this matter for a few moments as I speak to you this morning.
我希望和大家仔细地思想这个题目。
And specifically it relates to us being the oppressed in American society.
特别是对于我们这班受欺压的群众。
And this story is particularly interesting because we find Samson representing so many of us in our lives.
这个故事是对我们特别的重要，因为参孙可能代表了我们很多受欺压的人。
It's a story about a warrior.
是一个关于一个勇士的故事。
A warrior of righteousness, if you will.
一个行公义的勇士。
And if you're a good Bible student, you know that the whole book of Judges is about warriors.
如果你是一个熟圣经的人，你就会知道士师记是关于很多个勇士。
Warriors who overcame for the people of God and for God.
啲勇士係幫呢個神嘅民族去得勝。
And this particular warrior's name was Samson, who participated in a struggle of righteousness.
呢個我哋今日要睇嘅勇士係參孫，係一個帮神行公义的勇士。
And he was trying to overcome the struggle in contradictions in his own life, in the life of the community, as well as the life of society at large at that time.
他是尝试在这个人和这个社群中行公义。
The question I want to wrestle with in this text is, what do you do when you are humiliated and want to give up?
我尤其是要想同大家思想一个问题，就是当你受欺辱而想放弃的时候，你应该怎样做？
However, in order to address this question, there are two implicit questions that must be asked as well.
我们如果需要回答一个问题，我们首先要有另外两个问题要回答。
The first is, why can't we count on the church to advocate for social justice in the midst of profound societal injustice all around us?
第一个问题我们要思想就是，为什么我们不可以依赖教会来到帮手这个行公义、行公平，当这个世代这么不公平、这么不公义。
And the second question is, what can we do when our own personal failings, that is sin, get in the way of us taking social responsibility?
第二个问题我们要思想就是，当我们尝试做这个社会责任的时候，我们怎样面对我们个人的不足和罪性？
In order to deal with these questions, let me just draw a picture of the context more clearly.
我们要回答这个问题的时候，我们首先要看回这个经文。
At this point of the story, we find Samson in Gaza.
我们在这个经文里看到参孙士师参孙在加撒那里。
And there's some irony to this.
有很多讽刺和矛盾。
He was in Gaza, the city of strength.
他在加撒，这个是一个得力的城市。
He had been here before, where he has exercised the power of his gifts and demonstrated his strength.
他以前都来过这个城市加撒，以前也都彰显了他的力量。
But now we find Samson, ironically, in Gaza in chains.
但是今次就我们看到参孙是被绑在加撒。
Defeated by his enemies, humiliated and mocked.
被他仇敌得胜，亦都系受羞辱。
And in this story, the Philistines are the oppressors of the people of Israel.
呢班非利士人系欺压以色列人嘅民族。
They were Samson's oppressors and oppressors of the members of his community.
佢系呢班非利士人系参孙嘅欺压者，同埋系以色列人嘅欺压者。
And for generations at a time, this is what happened in those days.
这个世世代代以来，非利士人都欺压以色列人。
The oppressors ruled, and they ruled by containing you, destroying you, or forcing you to assimilate.
这个欺压者统治用一个囚困的模式，同埋用毁坏你的形式。
And this is how the people of God were oppressed and they could not compete with the Philistines and they could not participate in everything and they could not even contribute to society.
神的选民受到希利士的欺责，他不能够竞争，不能够参与他们的活动。
And no matter how much the children of Israel tried to raise their children to survive in this oppressive context, they were under the rule of oppression.
无论以色列人怎样栽培他们的细路，他们的孩子都是受到同样的欺压。
And isn't it strange that we still find this going on today?
你们觉得是不是很讽刺？我们今时今日都看到同样的现实。
Well, one group in the world dominates, and the other group is oppressed to the point that they are just trying to survive.
我们现在的世代看到一群人在控制了这个社会，另外一群人继续被欺压。
But the truth is that lives of the oppressed do matter.
你有没有看过这个真理，就是我们受欺压的人的生命都是重要的。
That's why the story of Samson is so relevant for many of the groups around the world don't feel that they're free enough to participate and contribute and to succeed.
所以参孙的故事对于受欺压，现在受欺压的人是有很大的息息相关。
So let's look at Samson.
我们看一看参孙。
Samson's story is relevant because Samson is one person who bent the rules.
我们看参孙，他参孙对我们来说是有他的重要性，因为他是一个不跟这个常规做事的人。
Now, how dare Samson bend the rules?
他有什么理由，岂有此理去破坏这些法例？
Samson was one who was born with rules to abide in.
他参孙一出世的时候已经有很多规条规住他。
And I chose this story because many of us know the story so well.
我选这个故事因为大家都很熟悉这个故事。
Samson took the vow of not touching anything dead, not drinking wine, and not cutting his hair.
参孙曾经许诺就话唔沾一任何嘅尸体，唔饮任何酒，同埋唔剪佢嘅头发。
But every one of these rules or vows he broke.
佢违背咗每一个呢啲嘅诺言。
In other words, Samson didn't do what his parents told them to do.
参孙没有跟他父母的 嘅留言。
And I recall so many times in my life growing up as a minority, what my parents tried to get me to learn.
我從細長大嘅時候，因為知道自己係一個少數族裔，所以我哋記得我父母點樣教我。
And these weren't rules or vows for rules' sake.
佢哋唔一定有一啲係好大嘅規條。
But they were for my own good.
但係佢係為咗我好嘅。
They were rules to help me navigate through life and survive.All the challenges.
我父母教我怎樣去喺呢個生存，喺呢個做少數族裔嘅世界上面做生存。
And I don't know about you, but many times I wished I had followed those rules.
我唔知你哋點樣睇，但我有時都覺得我應該跟我父母嘅教導。
But fortunately, when I broke those rules, I came out okay.
好彩當我冇跟呢啲規條嘅時候，我都做得唔差。
But Samson, after breaking those rules, finally was caught breaking the rules by the Philistines.
當參孫佢違反呢啲嘅規條嘅時候，佢到最尾就俾腓力斯人捉咗。
And as a consequence, Samson.Is at the end of his rope, holding on to what life he has left.
三孫違反咗規例嘅時候，佢已經走到佢嘅末路，佢淨係就嚟到人生嘅末得。
Because this time, when he broke a vow or the rule, he was met with humility and shame.
今次佢違背咗佢嘅諾言之後咧，佢俾人羞辱。
So we find him in Gaza, the place of strength in humility and shame.
當我哋再睇到參孫嘅時候，喺加撒呢個得力嘅城市，但佢已經被人羞辱。
I know if you watch television, you've heard about the protests on Black Lives Matter.
你哋如果有睇新聞嘅時候，你會睇到一啲關於黑人生命重要嘅示威。
And a committee of your church asked me if I could just talk about this a little bit.
我哋社會責任嘅委員叫我講呢啲咁嘅問題。
And I really believe that as I talk about these matters, that you could see the Chinese church in the black church experience.
當我討論呢啲嘅問題嘅時候，我哋希望華人嘅教會會睇到黑人教會嘅狀況。
No matter how we try to teach our children how to survive in a society that can be unjust, sometimes they break rules.
無論我哋點樣嘗試教導我哋嘅孩子喺呢個不公平嘅世代點樣生存，但我哋嘅孩子都有時會違反呢個規則。
Now we do have good children who do well。
我哋有啲好生性嘅細路可以做得好。
But on the other hand, we have children who get caught breaking the rule。
但有啲唔聽話嘅細路咧，就俾人因為違反咗啲規則就俾人捉咗啦。
And the truth be told, the good children aren't much better in the eyes of God than the bad children.
但係個現實就話俾我哋聽，即使聽話細路咧，都唔會好得過嗰啲唔聽話細路好多。
So Samson often gets a bad rap, bad reputation.
我哋成日都睇到參孫好唔好。
But I submit to you that Samson is sitting in his room.
但係我哋睇到我哋在座當中好多都係參孫。
We may have dodged the punishment of those times when we fail in life.
我哋在座當中嘅參孫，可能喺當我哋失敗嘅時候，我哋冇被懲罰。
But there's times that we haven't, right?
我哋今次好似冇事。
Maybe you can recall the time in which you have done something, and whether it was known or not, you were humiliated by what you did. You could barely look in the mirror.
你可能会记得有一次你做错了事，但是你去感受到个羞辱，你不敢面对自己，在个镜子面对自己。
Maybe you recall being hard on yourself for not doing what you knew to be right。
你可能因为了你没有做一些你觉得对的事而感到非常惭愧。
Maybe it was not your children, but maybe you became disappointed because the church did not move when you thought it should move.
你未必是关于你的孩子，可能是关于你的教会，因为你教会没有做到应该做的事。
No matter what the case is, it's a case of to be humiliated and to be ashamed.
这个无论是怎样，都是一个羞辱羞耻的事情。
But looking at Samson, we see Samson didn't really give up.
当我们看参孙的时候，参孙没放弃到。
And there's a great lesson here for all of us about not giving up.
我们当中有一个领袖，就是我们不应该放弃。
So if you find yourself in your Gaza moment, there's something in this text that can help you to recover.
当你发觉自己去到加撒，好似参孙去到加撒嘅时候，呢段经文有一个帮助。
In a time of trouble, in a time of injustice, in a time of grief, there is something you can do in a time of trouble.
当我哋发现自己喺呢个乱世、呢个咁公平嘅社会嘅时候，其实有啲嘢我哋可以能够做到。
The first thing that I want to draw your attention to is in verse 28 where Samson is praying.
我们第一件事我要告诉你，在28节那里参孙在祷告。
And he says this, he says, Lord, Lord, remember me.
他这样说，他说，主啊，耶和华，求你眷顾我。
Remember me.
眷顾我。
Now, if you're familiar with the Old Testament, you know that God only listened to the righteous.
如果你对旧约熟悉的时候，你会知道耶和神只是对公义的人、义人去听他祷告。
So I was a little puzzled with Samson calling on God after all that he had done fooling around with Delilah.
所以我有少少迷惑，为什么这个参孙做了这么多衰事的时候都呼求神。
He broke every vow.
他违背他每一个诺言。
Why would God listen to Samson?
为什么神会听这样的人的祷告？
You remember Hedekiah, the king? The king in Israel, Hedekiah, when he prayed to God,
当希西家王嗰时祷告，神祷告。
He prayed asking God for 15 more years to live when he was sick.
佢向神求，佢希望有十五年嘅命。
And God listened to this king.
神听佢祷告。
Because he was righteous.
因为这个王是公义的。
It was almost like a cold.
好像一个感冒咁样。
An unwritten rule that God listens to the righteous, not the sinner.
好像神只是听义人祷告，不是听罪人祷告。
But Samson is saying, Lord, remember me.
这里参孙说，主啊，眷顾我。
And again, the question is, why would Samson listen? Why would God listen to Samson?
个问题就是，为什么神会听参孙的祷告？
Why would God listen to you?
为什么神会听你祷告？
When you're sinning all the time,
当我们每一日都犯罪的时候，
When you know to do right and you don't do it,
当我们知道要行善，但我们没行善。
And then get on your knees and call on the name of the Lord.
当犯了这么多错的时候，就再跪在那里祈祷，去求神的名。
And as I pondered this, I realized something.
當我思想呢個問題，我發現一個問
題。I realized that Samson's mother prayed for Samson.
我睇到原來參孫嘅媽媽成日同佢禱告。
And the Lord told his mother that he will one day deliver Israel.
神曾經預言話參孫會解決呢個以色列人。
That was God's promise.
呢個係神嘅應許。
That was God's promise to his child.
呢個係神對佢嘅孩子嘅應許。
So Samson had a birthright.
參孫與生俱來有一個權利。
And so do you and so do I. We have God-given birthright, spiritual birthright.
好像我哋你同我都有一生出嚟與生俱來神俾我哋嘅權利。
Such a birthright tied to the blood that Jesus shed for us, that we can go to God in prayer.
这个与生俱来的权利 是因为耶稣基督的宝血，我们可以直接向神祷告。
So no matter what I have done, no matter what shame I'm enduring, no matter what punishment I deserve, I can call on the name of the Lord.
所以无论我是一个几坏的人，我做了几多错事，我应该受到几多惩罚，我都可以向神祈求。
The place of strength that Samson found.
这个就是参孙发现他得力的源处。
A place where he could plead to God, saying, "Lord, remember me."
一个可以他向神祷告祈求的地方。
That's the first point.
这个是我第一点。
The second point, you notice in his prayer, he said, "Lord, strengthen me."
你看到他在个祈祷那里就说神求你赐我力量。
And hence the lesson is we need to know where our strength resides.
所以我们要学习的就是我们的力量在哪里来。
Now, in the story, you see Samson's hair started to grow back.
在故事当中我们看到参孙的头发开始生出来。
Now, he could have theoretically thought because his hair grew back that he could have just broken free on his own.
他可能以为可以以为他当他头发生回来的时候他可以用自己的力量去解决这个困境。
But Samson prayed to God.
但参孙向神祷告。
He knew that his strength was in the Lord.
他知道他的力量从神而来。
So what am I talking about is sometimes we have to look beyond our possessions and our education.
我们要有时要不要理会我们自己的贫贱和社会的地位。
We have to know that our strength is not in our possessions, it's not in the titles we hold.
我们知道我们的力量不是因为我们有多少的学位或者有多少的钱财。
It's not by who we know or because of our last name.
又不是因为你姓什么或者识了多少人。
But our strength is in the Lord.
我们的力量是从神而来。
Regardless of our status, whether good or bad,
无论我们是地位高低，
our strength in the Lord will make the difference.
我们神从神的力量会帮助我们。
So Samson says, "Lord, remember me, and Lord, strengthen me."
所以参孙向神祷告话，神啊眷顾我，神啊赐我力量。
So I want you to remember those two things and a third thing.
我们希望你能够记住头先的两点和第三点。
Notice, and I noticed this in the song that you were singing, notice that he said, "Lord, let me."
我头先看到你们唱的诗歌，你看到这个 "let me," 这个让我这个字眼。
Let me get revenge for my two eyes' sake.
你说这个就说让我为了我这个两只眼而报仇。
See, when Samson lost his eyes, you could have just said in those days that he lost his mission.
当你可以讲话，当参孙失去佢嘅双眼嘅时候，佢已经失去咗佢嘅使命。
It's not like in modern times, if you lose an arm or an eye or your hearing, you can't function.
呢个唔系好似现代咁样，当你唔见咗一只手、一只眼或者一边嘅听力，你唔能够再工作。
Samson made a request saying, Lord, let me, as though he wanted God to empower him to operate in his loss.
参孙向神祷告话，让我或者使我，就是虽然他已经失去了他双眼，但他希望神用他。
But not literally for his eyes, it is because God had decided that Samson would deliver his people.
这个不是只是他失了双眼，而是因为神已经一早已经应许了参孙会拯救他以色列民。
Just as God has decided that the church will be a light to the world.
就如好像神已经决定了让这个教会成为这个世界的明灯。
And so I'm encouraged, and I hope you're encouraged by these words.
我希望你同我一样受到呢啲经文嘅鼓励。
When life is unfair, say, Lord, let me.
当呢个生活或者生命系唔公平嘅时候，让我哋讲神啊，让我。
When you have trouble all around you and you feel humiliated, say, Lord, let me rise up.
当我们生命中有很多困难的时候，你要说一句，神啊，使我起身。
When shame and humiliation is at your door, you say, God, let me and become in power.
当我们受羞辱、受侮辱的时候，你会说，神啊，让你的力量帮助我。
That you find in that place of strength.
但你会在这个得力 的地方痊愈那里。
That place of prayer.
这个是祷告的地方。
And that in that place of prayer, if you act out of your freedom,
当你在祷告的时候，你能够得自由。
Not only will you be victorious, but we all can prevail.
不单止得胜，还会更加得力。
Lord, let me raise up. Let me triumph. Let me be victorious.
神啊，使我站住，使我得胜。
When I go through life's up and downs, when barriers are put in my way, let me be victorious.
当我去人生的高低点的时候，神啊，让我能够得胜。
Samson was not just the only model that we have, but Jesus was our model.
参孙不是我们唯一的借镜，其实耶稣是我们的目标。
Jesus found strength on his knees in the Garden of Gethsemane.
在客西马利园的时候，耶稣跪着祈祷，因而得力。
Samson had his Gaza and Jesus had his garden.
参孙有他的加撒，耶稣有他的客西马利园。
Samson had his Gaza and Jesus had his Calvary.
参孙有他的加撒，耶稣自己有他的各各他。
Samson prayed for victory against the Philistines.
参孙祈祷希望能够从非利士人当中得胜。
But Jesus prayed for victory for all humanity.
但是耶稣为到我们全人类的人得胜。
Samson took pillars in his left and his right hand.
参孙用他的手左右揽住两条柱。
But Jesus took death and the grave in his hands for our sake.
但是耶稣用他的手抓住死亡和坟墓。
And in humility and shame, he overcame the cross.
即使是有羞辱，但他都是从十字架上得胜。
Jesus overcame pain and the adversary for our sake.
耶稣已经胜过痛苦同埋我哋嘅仇敌。
And he is ready for us to remember our birthright.
他已经为我们准备好，因为我帮我们再次记得我们与生俱来的权利。
To understand that our strength is in him.
使得我们明白我们的力量是从他而来。
And to realize that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us.
使我们明白一靠着耶稣，我们可以做所有的事。
Let me pray.
让我们祷告。
Most holy and righteous God.
我们最公义的神。
Lord, it is to you that we yield ourselves in prayer.
主啊，在你面前我们谦卑自己。
But as we yield to you in prayer, Lord, we pray that you would reveal to us who we really are.
当我们谦卑自己的时候，求神告诉我们听，我们是一个怎样的人。
And we don't let the situation define who we are.
我们不会为到这个环境控制我们。
But we let you define who we are.
我们让你来告诉我们听，我们是什么人。
That we are not oppressed.But we are the children of God.
我们不是受压迫者，我们是神的儿女。
We pray, Lord, that you would keep us in the days ahead to meet the challenges of life.
我们祷告，希望在以后的日子，你能够保守我们去胜过我们的挑战。
We pray that you would help us not to judge our brothers and sisters who have made a mistake.
我们希望祷告当中，希望教导我们不要去论断我们弟兄姊妹的过错。
But in humility, seek justice and righteousness for your name's sake.
在这个谦卑当中，寻求这个公义是因着你的名。
Lord, we pray that this word would find us well, and that your name will be glorified in all that we say and do.
我希望你的名得到荣耀，希望这个信息能够来到我们当中。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们奉耶稣的名求。阿门。